And we go now to NPR's Greg Allen, who joins us from Manteo, North Carolina. That's on the state's barrier islands, the Outer Banks. And Greg, I understand Manteo is just starting to feel the effects of Hurricane Irene. What's going on where you are?
Well, we've been getting rain for some time here, Melissa, and the wind is kind of interesting. It kind of comes and goes. We're getting gusts that are up to tropical force gusts of wind, up to 30, 40 miles per hour, and get a little foretaste of what's to come. And, you know, the storm is not supposed to arrive here until tomorrow. I think maybe around daybreak it's supposed to actually come ashore here. So it just gives you a sense of how large this storm is that we're starting to feel these gusts, you know, all these hours before it actually even makes landfall here.
And, Greg, where you are there in Manteo, North Carolina, they're under a mandatory evacuation order?
That's right. And I drove down through the Outer Banks today, you know, down from Norfolk. And you drive down, and the whole place is just sealed up tighter than a drum. There's very few people around. All the businesses are closed. They told all the restaurants with liquor licenses that they were not allowed to sell liquor to try to encourage people to get off the Outer Banks. And, in fact, I saw a few police cars. They weren't even doing anything to enforce it. It seems like people got up and left. So I've not seen it like this, you know, any time except for maybe on a holiday, Christmas or something like that, you know. So it's very eerie here.
So people took that message seriously. When officials told them to get off the Outer Banks, they did that. They got off.
I think they certainly did. And even here in Manteo, it's clear that the town is pretty much shut up. There's just really one or two restaurants that were open that have closed by now. Very few places are open in town. This area is under mandatory evacuation. They've made some exceptions for journalists and for, of course, first responders, those kind of people. But this is a very serious hurricane, and they're still treating it as such.
And, Greg, people along the Outer Banks are used to strong hurricanes. They have sad experience with this before, of course.
Right. We've had a number of powerful hurricanes that have come through North Carolina over the years, you know, Hugo and Floyd or a couple that I recall. And, you know, this area, like I said, people have left. And the reason is that they're concerned about the storm surge. This hurricane has lost some power in the last several hours, but it's still massive in size, and that means it's going to drive a lot of water toward the shore here. And they're talking about a storm surge. It could be up to 6 to 11 feet high here. And, this, you know, as you know, this area is very, very low-lying, many areas are. And storm surge is really what claims the most lives in a hurricane. So that's the kind of thing that people here take seriously. They're moving their cars away. They're getting out of the way of the water. You know, the next thing will be, of course, the high winds. We are on the weak side of the hurricane, at least as it moves up the East Coast, the people on the East Coast will be on the weak side, but they're still forecasting tropical storm force winds in the East Coast, and that means a lot of downed trees, as many as a million people or more, might be losing their power. That's the kind of things they're talking about, you know. And then the final thing that people are concerned about is the rain, and there's something like 8 inches or more of rain all the way up the East Coast, and for these areas that have been saturated with lots of rain over the summer, that could mean, you know, quick flooding, flash floods.
Okay, NPR's Greg Allen talking with us from Manteo, North Carolina. Greg, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.